Tsang Chen won the reality show The Voice, and she was part of Adam Levine's team, and she has a new single out. It's called When It All Comes Tumbling Down. Know that I'll still want you around. When our hearts are crushed and we've come undone, I believe in us because you're still the one. When it all comes tumbling down, I want you. Congratulations to Tsang Chen.
Thank you very much.
you are from Jamaica.
Yes, I am. I'm in Jamaica right now.
Right now.
What part of Jamaica?
In Kingston. Kingston, Jamaica.
Yeah. You were born in Kingston. Your father is Chinese and Cherokee descent, and your mother is English and Black.
Yep.
There are a lot of Asians in Jamaica.
A whole heap. There's a lot of different cultures, a lot of different ethnicities, and a lot of different nationalities in Jamaica. It's surprisingly very much of a melting pot for such a little island.
And when you get to Jamaica and you see Asians and you see Asian restaurants and then they talk like Jamaicans, it throws you off from there. It really throws you off.
Yep.
So you have really put a lot of Jamaican music and put Jamaica back on the map for a lot of people in terms of that whole melting pot and the type of music that you brought to the forefront in The Voice.
You know what? To this day, like, I'm still so, I never expected, for me, I knew I wanted to join The Voice because I knew I wanted to, like, further my career and have that incredible opportunity, but I never thought it would be such a big deal in that way for my people, you know, and they have just completely embraced me and embraced the whole thing. They were such a huge support for me while I was over there in terms of just, you know, rallying everybody, every friend, every family that they had in the U.S. to vote and had these huge viewing parties. And, you know, coming home was just an absolutely breathtaking experience. So I never thought in a million years that it would become more about just that, you know? Mm.
You and Usain Bolt are the biggest names in Jamaica.
Oh, Lord. It's very weird because I look up to Usain, like, I look at Usain as, you know, one of those people that are, you know, I'm just proud of as a fellow Jamaican and, you know, who's a good ambassador for our country to be called in the same category or at the same time as his name is just a little trippy.
As trippy as seeing Asian Jamaicans, it's a little trippy too. Now you have opened up for a lot of people, including Shaggy. Shaggy is going to be on our cruise.
Awesome. Shaggy, he's actually the reason I joined The Voice.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he kind of is my mentor, you know, before everything, like real life, you know, in Jamaica, always been there for me, always worked with me, and was always, you know, rooting for me to get further. And he was like, yo, Tess, you know, I think there's this wicked opportunity for you to be able to kind of have this awesome launching pad and this platform. And, you know, naturally, I was very scared, very, very scared, because I had a career in Jamaica, but it kind of hit a ceiling. And I definitely knew I wanted to have an international career, so I have to big up Shaggy for suggesting that.
Well, it's not bad to have Shaggy and Adam Levine as your mentors. That's really, it's
not bad at all. No. That is good.
Congratulations. We're
Congratulations,
big fans and watched
Thank
and supported
you, so
you
much.
All along the way. Really good.
Thank you so very much. I appreciate that so much.
Yeah. From Kingston.
Great music.
Single. Tumbling Down.
It's an anthem now. You realize that, right?